Is hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God. And here's what they were accusing him of. They were accusing him, and you have to kind of go through the whole book to put all the pieces of this together. They were accusing him of sexual sin. They were accusing him of material greed. They were accusing him of being in the ministry for money and favors from women. They were accusing him of falsifying his apostolic credentials. They were accusing him of overestimating his ministry impact and effectiveness. They were accusing him primarily of having a secret, hidden life of shame. In other words, he was a phony, he was a hypocrite. He came on as if he was the servant of God and the man of God, but under the surface was this hidden, shameful, wretched, wicked life, that he was walking in craftiness. That is, he was a deceiver, that he was not true to the word of God. He was adulterating it. I mean, that's the sum of it. That's the worst that could be said, that underneath the surface of this apparently godly, faithful proclaimer of the gospel, there was a secret, hidden life of shame, and he was nothing but a hypocrite. You know, there are people in the ministry for whom that is true. They're in there preaching and teaching, and under the surface, there's a hidden life of shame. It just uncovered a pastor back in the Midwest who preached in his church for over 20 years. That means that he had probably people who were in that church when they were born, and they had grown into their 20s when he was there and gone through their life under his leadership. They found out the church for all those 20 years had been giving him money and been giving him money because he had a desire to give money to poor families in the area as a witness for the church, and they gave him cash so he could give it to the poor families. They began to do a little bit of a study, and they found out that the poor families never got that, but the local prostitutes got it over a period of 20 years. Now, that's a secret, hidden life of shame. He was exposed. And of course, then immediately, people who've sat under his ministry for 20 years retroactively go back and wonder, what in the world has this 20 years been if this man, without the power and influence of the Spirit of God, has been my teacher? Horrific things like that happen from time to time. And there are those who have a hidden life of shame. And you know that. You've experienced some things like that as well. Sometimes it's even your parents who, or somebody in your family who puts on a show for people in church, but underneath it's like the whited sepulchers full of dead men's bones. So they said that of Paul. I want you to see Paul's answer, chapter 1, verse 12, because I think this gets back to the core of what we're talking about here. 2 Corinthians 1:12. This is the heart and soul of the issue.